Alan Januzzi, who once again is at Open Door. He was at Open Door. Now he's back to Open Door. He's got his Patriots basketball shirt on. Coach, that looks like a new shirt, not from the first time around 20 years ago.
I do have some things from the first time around 20 years ago.
I bet you do.
I'll bring them out maybe at some point in time. But, right. I mean, they're old, 20 years old.
Well, this one might be.
Yeah.
So tell us about going back to Open Door before we kind of get into everything else. Just what's it been like to go back to where a place I know you love coaching the first time?
I mean, it's basically going back home. You know, I always thought, after I left Open Door, as I started coaching at other places, I thought, you know, maybe I'm going to go back and finish out my career. I'm not anywhere near wanting to finish out my career. So this wasn't necessarily the timing of when I thought it was going to happen. But, you know, I always say, you know, it's in God's hands. You just got to go with where he wants you to be. And this is where he wants me to be right now. They've been very welcoming. Somebody once said to me, boy, you know, things are different, but they're more the same than different. You know, Open Door is a great place. It was a great place back then. I love being there. I love the culture. I love the atmosphere. I love the people there. And it's I'm extremely happy to be back.
How long ago did you leave? How many years have been in between?
2004.
Okay, so it's almost been 20 years.
It's almost been 20 years.
So obviously there's been some changes. There's different people, but the philosophy would be the same, right?
Philosophy the same. It's a Christ-centered school, Christ-centered environment, and it's the same gym. You know, and everybody will say, I tell people, back then people would walk into the gym for a game and they'd say, okay, where's your gym? I'm so like, you're in the gym. This is our gym.
Yeah.
But I love the gym. I really do. I love the gyms that have character, atmosphere, something different, you know, not the big boxes that they put up now. I got a lot of good memories in that gym. It's a great home court advantage. So I'm excited to get back coaching there. And I know it's gonna feel unique when I go back and I'm on that bench again for the first time. I told somebody I was in the gym after I practiced and it was dark and I'm sitting there thinking, how'd I end up back here? And then I'm thinking, I feel like I didn't leave, you know? So it's a lot of fun,
I'm sure they're happy to have you back too, Alan. How about your kids? What can you tell us about your players?
I'll tell you what, when I went back, I was very impressed with the skill level of the players. You know, basketball is, it's kind of the main sport over there. And so you have basketball players. A lot of times where I've been before, I've had, you know, football players or baseball players that are playing basketball. Here I'm back to basketball players. Like I had my first time when I was there and kind of like when I was at Lutheran West. It reminds me of my Lutheran West teams. You know, we got eight guys who can handle the ball, who can shoot the ball, who understand the game, who have good basketball IQ. There's great chemistry already. They do a lot together. We had a very productive summer. We played, you know, 75 games in the month of June. I mean, we were everywhere. And I had 10 guys show up to everything. So I knew I had a committed group of parents and a committed group of kids that were really going to put forth effort. And it's been very refreshing up to this point.
Can you give us some of the names of those young men that were
Absolutely.
With you all summer?
Absolutely. So, you know, Caleb Brooks, he's a senior. He's about 6 foot six. A presence inside on defense. Can run the floor. Can shoot the ball. Junior Julius Moon. Up from last year, Julius ran cross country, lost about 40 pounds, and he has just been tremendous thus far. He can do everything. He's got great leadership skills, can score inside, outside. Of course, Anthony Januzzi is our point guard. Anthony is one of those point guards that knows how to control the game, understands the momentum swings. You know, he's that floor general, and those kids are hard to find. R.J. Penny, a junior who can shoot the basketball extremely well. Aaron Pate, a guy who can get to the basket, can shoot the ball. And then three sophomores, Nolan Rack, Isaiah Ray, and Nate Otero, who are all going to contribute for us this year.
That sounds very good. I know you mentioned a point guard. You can't be selfish. You know, you have to be unselfish to play point guard. And I know Anthony, like you said, he's more concerned about the scoreboard, you know, and running the team and putting the team in a good position. And being a leader on the floor, there's nothing that replaces that.
That's an understatement. And point guards are hard to find. You know, you know, if you coach and you don't have that point guard spot, you really have to do a lot of work, a lot of extra work. And when you have somebody with that mindset, somebody who can really understand situations, and I always, you know, I tell Anthony, and he knows this, and every point guard knows this, like your job is to figure out how to make your teammates better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know what their tendencies are, know when they want the ball, where they want the ball. And it's an invaluable asset to have.
I've seen some point guards that just want to pound the ball. You know, I'm the point guard, and I'm pounding the ball, and they're not running an offense. They're not getting other people involved, and people are standing around watching them, and that makes it very tough. So if the ball's moving, you know, then you can use all that variety of talent that you have.
Well, and that's really what we stress. I mean, that the ball movement and player movement. And, you know, you watch the Cavs. The Cavs are a good example, and teams that are great are teams that move the basketball. It's it's unselfishness. And all it really takes is it takes a pass. And we say, you know, once you make a pass, your job is to go create an opportunity for a teammate. And you're going to do that by making a hard basket cut or going and screening away. I'm not a big ball screen guy. And if you can just teach your kids to do that, really, at the high school level, if you can get a ball reversal a couple times, you can go side, top, side. I mean, the defenses break down. You know, kids come out of their stances. They're not in help side defense anymore. So it's really, you know, go back to, you know, Jim Lawhead, and it's a simple game. It really is. We complicate it a lot of times, but it's really a simple game. Ball movement and player movement on offense really gives you a lot of opportunities.
Coach, I wanted to ask you one other thing before we talk about the preview that is big this Saturday, and we'll get into that. I know that's very important to you. But I did want to ask you one thing. The kids now that are with you, the reason I asked you how many years in between, I was doing the math in my head. These kids weren't alive when you – they weren't born yet when you were at Open Door. Do you go and point to the banner and tell them this happened? And I know it's not about you, but that you were part of that and that what you've done there to say that this can be done here, it has already been done, and how does that go?
Without a doubt. I used that team as an example because there were so many – we could talk about a team for a long time. There were so many special – things about that team and the way they represented the Open Door community, the adversity that they went through. And again, it's an example. You can talk all you want. It's like you say, Rob, look, a team at Open Door did this. This can be accomplished. You know, going back and pointing to that. And what's interesting is that team, the impact of that team has really been significant and is still having an impact to this day. Even if I would not have gone back, it really kind of set the standard and motivated so many of those young kids. And it's traveled through all of those years and all of those teams, even on to the kids that are there now. So it really had a tremendous impact in so many ways. And even though these kids weren't born, I do reflect on that because I think it's important that they understand the history and they understand what it took to get that done and that it can be done at that level.
So for basketball junkies, this Saturday is a big, big day. The Lorain County Boys Basketball Coaches Association preview is at Avon Lake High School. And, Coach, if you could tell us a little bit about it, the teams are involved and, you know, where the money goes and all that good stuff. And for a really very little amount of money, people can see a great day of basketball.
Yeah, $5 gets you in. It's a $20 family max. Of course, that comes from a father of five, the $20 family max. I thought of that a long time ago. But the Coaches Association, we've been doing this for close to 20 years. We've been running this preview. And you get half of the teams. You can see half of the teams play in one night. Lake Ridge plays Black River. Elyria plays Brookside. Open Door plays Vermilion. Midview plays Lorain. And then Avon Lake plays Firelands. A preview is a half of a game. So it's a game setting, uniforms. I love it because it gets the guys in front of the crowd, gets them in the uniforms prior to the first game. All of the proceeds go to our scholarship fund, and we give scholarships at our All-Star game to senior athletes in Lorain County. We have eclipsed, since we've started giving scholarships, the $80,000 mark. We've given over $80,000 in scholarships to our seniors. And I think that's pretty significant. So not only can you come, you can see 10 Lorain County teams for $5, but you're also helping those kids that you're watching and helping the Coaches Association continue to fulfill its mission of, you know, creating a great environment and a great experience for our Lorain County basketball players.
And then the final thing, you're taking on Vermilion. How important is it for you at Open Door first year back to take on a team like Vermilion to get you set for the regular season?
Yeah, I think it is important. I mean, I love the fact that we're playing Vermilion because Kurt who you're going to talk to is, you know, he's one of the best guys out there. His kids play hard, and his kids are always so well coached. They're going to come after you. They're physical. So we're really looking forward to that. Those first initial games, especially coming back to kind of establish that culture, establish your style of play, are important, you know, in terms of getting ready for the season. So we're very, very excited about that opportunity to play a great program in the preview on Saturday.
Yeah, and the progress that you're making, you feel pretty good about that, you know, day-to-day things that are getting your team ready?
Absolutely. Well, as you know, John, the first step is to get them to understand the purposes of those drills that you're using in practice, to develop those habits mm-hmm. that you want them to carry into the game. And we've made good progress doing that. We've got a couple scrimmages under our belt, and these kids are really picking up things. They're very coachable, and I'm extremely pleased with the progress that we've made up to this point.
I know, you know, all the kids at Open Door always keep playing. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter, you know, if the score is one way or another. They always keep competing, keep playing until the final buzzer. And like you said, I think it's a great home court advantage, the way the fans support the team. You know, and I think, again, it's a little different atmosphere for visiting teams to come in.
Oh, it is for sure. It's like I say, I love it. I think, again, the culture there that I'm walking into it's really good. The basketball culture is really good. The coaches, between the last time that I was there and now, mm-hmm. have really done a great job. Mm-hmm. The kids are excited about the season. They love basketball. The community there loves basketball. And it's a very, very good situation.
And I'm really excited for you. I could tell in your voice, you know, this is a nice place for you to be. And I know you'll do a great job with the kids. You always do.
Yeah. I can't say it any better than what Coach just said. Best of luck to you. And, again, one last time to plug this Saturday. Fans don't have to go online. They don't need a credit card.
Correct.
They don't have to go to WW's. They can just bring $5 or $20 to the door, right?
That's exactly right.
All
right. Simple as that.
And it's Avon Lake. They'll be at Avon Lake. It's Black River and Lake Ridge. Starts at 4:30. Followed by Elyria Brookside, Vermilion Open Door, Midview Lorraine, Avon Lake, Fireland. Sounds like a great night of basketball to me.
Appreciate you
for
plugging
sure.
it. Absolutely.
If I wasn't working, one of these days, can't you do it like on a Tuesday that weekend? No, I'm just joking.
Maybe. We'll talk about it.
No, I'm joking. Well,
good to see both of you guys. Especially good to see you, John.
You too, Alan.
I miss you.
The best. I miss you.
I
miss complete.
And,
good to see you.
Appreciate everything.
Thank you.
Thanks so much. Yep. That's Alan Januzzi, the head basketball coach of Open Door.